Is it okay? Barbara?
Yeah, I got it right here.
I'll tell you about the ranch house project that we've got. We're meeting schedules for next Saturday, Sunday on the ranch house. I know Phil did some stuff on that and everything. However, because you were out of town so long and because Subway said they wanted it done before they moved in, Brent and I kind of took it into our own hands, and I ordered the water heater, on-demand water heater, and that's here, and that's been paid for by, well, it's not here, but it's on its way, it's shipping. It's been paid for by donated money, and then Brent went shopping yesterday for us and got the floor, that room in that, where that water heater was going.
4x8 floor.
He got the flooring, new flooring for that. We got some 5 gallons of paint, some painting supplies, and...
When you say flooring... The subfloor plywood?
The subfloor is, we're going to take the subfloor out, the joints are fine, replace the subfloor, put the hardy back down, put tile down.
Did you get tile?
We haven't bought the tile.
To match?
To play tile and match the bathroom?
What I talked about.
What's that?
No, but we...
It would be nice.
We got the sample thing, so, but that's the very last thing we're going to do anyway, so...
It'd be nice to match the tile coming out of the bathroom into that wash area.
Yeah, we've got 64 feet of it right now. We need a few more.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, Rick knows how to wire or plumb that water heater. It's not a huge deal, so we can just have him plumb it if we want to, and I think it might be more easier cleaning everything, just have him do it while we're there. We've got the paint. Everybody that can come, if they can, next Saturday, we're just going to paint inside, moldings up in the bathroom, put those hardwares up, put the water heater across, make that mess.
Do we have one of the cabins?
Yeah, for those that might be wanting to come down Friday night.
Maybe we could open up cabin 8.
That would be the case for me, because I have to go, we'll go over there and work at that clinic, and I would just stay Friday night.
Okay, we'll just sign on cabin 8 open for a bit, so anybody that needs to
Brent said that some of us can't get up for our cabin Friday by next weekend. I doubt you will be able to.
Quick question, Brent. Are you here with a truck or anything?
What's that?
Are you here in a truck or anybody have anything that they could haul? I have a replacement cabinet for that wash basin.
I'm going down to pick up a snowcat in California, and on my way back through, I'll stop and pick it up.
I got a countertop and a big cabinet.
I can probably
the bathroom.
Now we can get it up there.
Well, Taylor and I'll be going over this week too.
What are you doing with a snowcat? You need a mud buggy.
The guy needs a snowcat.
Sorry, Barbara.
It's okay. That's next weekend, which is April 1st. April Fool's.
And let's see, what else? You covered everything there?
No, I was curious. Did we get any molding?
No.
I was not able to get up to the molding.
Okay. I'll just get some this week.
Somebody had told me that Larry Murphy had all this molding.
Larry Murphy has a lot. And you know what? I talked to him last time. I forgot to talk to him about it. I'll talk to him again today. And he has just a whole bunch from his cabin. He's pretty well done with all his molding work. And it's just sitting there. And he offered it to Kevin before. So I'm assuming it's still available.
That would be nice. I would say that's nice.
And I know this is out of sync and it says new business, but we're talking about the ranch house and the roofing. Can I real quickly go to this ranch house plan?
Well, it's pretty much
picture.
It's just falling into place here. The only information I gleaned some of this stuff, like from emailing me, telling me about the pictures here, and then there's this list of stuff. And the one about the kitchen cabinets, number 3. Rod Johnson made that offer to make.
Rod Johnson said that he would custom build cabinets for the ranch for that whole. He'd redo the whole kitchen. Is all we have to do. He'd probably do it in Naughty Pine. He will donate all the time. All we have to do is buy the materials.
So that's what I was trying to get a handle on, what might those materials cost us. And the other thing, let me just say, is I wanted to kind of nail down what donations we do or don't have, so we have kind of a...
This is the problem. I talked to Rod, and he can't do it for quite a while, and these people want to move in, and they don't want to be in there after they move in.
So this could be done down the road.
They accept the cabinets the way they are.
Okay, all right.
These guys have been out there.
Yes.
So my question to Barbara, when we talk about the renovation at the level for next weekend, specifically...
Paint inside, water heater removed, bathroom moldings put up, the ceilings in the bathroom and in that storage room finished off, the flooring replaced in that room, and the hardback put down, but not tile, probably finished on that.
What tools do you think we're going to need?
Yes, basically, we have everything. I think green paintbrush, we've all got favorite paintbrush, and, it's basically, I think we've got everything else.
The only other thing that I think is necessary at this point, but Phil had commented on that first page of pictures on the upper room, there is a closet that needs to have some doors. Near that particular place, and as I say, we don't need it tomorrow or next weekend, but the place where you said that things are reasonably priced, depending on the size of that opening, can we get some closet doors for that?
That opening is irregular.
But that's okay. As you say, you can add 2x4s to the side, make it smaller, but we do need, I think, something in there to...
Is it a standard height?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's 8 feet wide? Exactly 8 feet?
I don't think it's exactly 8 feet.
No, it's not 8 feet. It's not standard, so we have to bring that little board out.
If you give me the... Okay, so if I can get... But it's more than 7?
I'll email him the dimensions. I'll measure everything.
I'll get a door for it.
I also know a place up in Ogden where you sometimes get really nice used doors for $5 a piece.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a downstairs closet that also needs to have doors, and it's a smaller opening.
So get the dimensions and we'll work.
Get the dimensions and see what we'll do with that one.
But it won't be for next week.
The only other thing we need to get sometime is a drapery or a blind for this upper bedroom, because from the upper cabins you can see down into that bedroom is what I was told.
I got plenty of curtains.
Curtain material or something?
I got curtains.
I might have that measurement, I'm not sure. But there are there's 1, 2, 3 of these little windows, and then there's the back balcony thing.
Okay,
that'd be great.
And Greg Burke offered to paint the outside.
True.
Well, we got to paint that one wall to the place. So,
do we need to buy and paint for that? Or
no.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Can you write your name on it?
Okay, number 6 on here, new metal roof. I think we were talking with Barbara, thinking maybe cabin 2 needed it more than the ranch house at this point. But yes, we should get some sort of a measurement.
And I don't have measurements of the roof.
It's not leaking.
No, but cabin 2 is.
Cabin 2 needs it.
Okay, so we're good on next weekend. We're good on the work party. Barbara, could you do something in terms, do we need more assistance with this? Do we need more donated monies? In other words, should we put something into the website and ask the members?
If you'd like to, yeah, just write us something handy and email it to someone and she'll post it on.
Okay, well, I'm going to pass that on to one of the other board members.
Okay, whoever would like to do that.
But I think that's something that we need to do to offer it to them.
Greg, I spent $238 yesterday. For the flooring, the backing, and the 5 gallons of paint, and the stuff to hook the water heater, the flue, and a little bit of coffee.
And the water heater cost us $300 something. We're up to about $500.
The shipping and tax on was $389.
We're around up. We've spent approximately $600, right? Mm-hmm. And we've got pledges, and Candy had about $400. You said.
Well, Ken already donated some money.
Okay.
And
Larry was wondering, where's that showing up here? How are we putting it in?
I haven't given you the last bit.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't received the other ones yet that has been pledged.
From Vance Green and Dan Wirt. Dan Wirt said he pledged $100. I have $200 personally from George Strain.
Did you bring that?
It's in my drawer at home. It's safe. I can write you a check.
Just remind us of the other one.
Yeah, should do that.
I'll write you a check, personal check, and then I'll just deposit his
money. And
you got ID?
Dan Wirt was $100.
I can sign on a bank check.
How much is Sunny?
$200.
And Vance Green was going to do what?
He didn't tell me. He just.
We got close to $600.
Yeah, okay.
So we're good.
All right.
Well, you get that, you put the new roof on. Hey.
That's why I said open it up to the rest of the...
You know, one thing I forgot, I have one of those tubular skylights that I bought, and the roof tag I got with it and he said they had other ones and they can't replace it. So I'll donate that tubular skylight for the rest that we can put in.
Right above the kitchen sink.
Yes.
A little lighter.
Okay, then you guys, you can have that. I can't think.
Thank you, Brent.
Beautiful. Okay, old business.